Good afternoon. As you know, I have not been able to answer your questions concerning Peshawar Air Station tenure for the past few months. Now, this was certainly not of my desire, but a result of well-justified restrictions placed upon me. Now, there have been many rumors, much speculation, and discussion concerning the future of Peshawar Air Station. I am now in a position to clarify the situation for you. The United States Ambassador to Pakistan, the Honorable Benjamin H. Oler, Jr., has released the following statement, and I quote, "The agreement between Pakistan and the United States of America relating to the establishment of a communications unit near Peshawar expires on 17 July 1969. It is not being renewed. The process of dismantling of equipment and facilities will commence in January 1969. The thinning of the United States personnel in the communications center will proceed along with the dismantling, the packing, and shipment of the equipment," unquote. I'm sure that there are many questions in your mind concerning the phase down. At this time, I do not have all the answers to your questions, but I assure you that we have an orderly plan which we will follow. There is no need for any further speculation on our part. Rumors are discussion. Our plan covers all details, and you will be advised of the forthcoming actions at the proper time. In other words, we will continue business as normal as much as possible. Now, there are several immediate points that you do need to know now. First of all, dependents will not, and I repeat, dependents will not be sent home without their sponsors. And second, the school on station will complete the normal school year. Third, all of our support facilities, that is, the base exchange, the commissary, the bowling alley, and so on, will operate in the normal manner as long as possible. And fourth, many personnel will receive a new DROS, that is, the date of estimated return from overseas. Now, you will be advised of this and your assignment as they become available. Now, most important is the fact that we will not tolerate any abuse or destruction of personal or government property. There will be no letdown in our work, in the accomplishment of our mission, or the upkeep of the station. Now, in closing, may I say that the United States and Pakistan are friends and will continue to be so. When the United States personnel leave, we will depart with dignity and honor.
The preceding special announcement was made by Colonel Graydon K. Eubank, Peshawar Air Station Commander. Armed Forces Radio and Television Service now returns to normal broadcasting schedule.